all black, Panamera's all black. Paid them off cash, bought that in a black bag. Like that. All these bitch niggas better back. Like that. Bad little bitch, ass like a hatchback. So I bought that bitch a big
man and match that. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Mac Lessons Radio Show. I am your host. This is King Flex. All up in your business. Also known as Tariq Elite. Also known as Tariq Nasheed. Glad to have everybody tuning in. Ready to chop up some good games through some of this hot fire. Today's show is brought to you by MacLessons.com. That's where you can get all your macking needs, all your game spitting needs taken care of, all my pay-per-view specials. The game must be in you, not on you. Great special. Black Secret Society's great special. The Illuminati, great special. Bunch of good specials. And today's show is brought to you by HiddenColorsFilm.com. That's where you can get the critically acclaimed documentary film Hidden Colors all up in your mouth, ladies and gentlemen. Let me put on some Mac and music. Let me put on some Mac and music so I can chop up game with the family right here on today's show. But anyway, glad to have everybody tuning in. Let me get right into the game. And I want to talk about this phenomenon that has been happening today, Wednesday. There was a documentary that has been circulating around the internet. It's been a very hot topic on Facebook, and it's been a very hot topic on Twitter all day today, and I wanted to get into that today. We've been talking about it a lot on my Facebook page, and I mean, it's all over Twitter. The YouTube video of this documentary film, and it's a short documentary, it's only 30 minutes, but the film has like 15 million views in really a couple of days. I mean, it has taken over. And the name of this film is called Kony, K-O-N-Y, 2012. Now, this documentary, it's about an African rebel leader called Joseph Kony. And the film is talking about the crimes that he committed with genocide, killing off people, recruiting children in his army to kill their parents and just kill people. And they're really painting the guy in a very fucked up light. Some of it is justified, but most of it is propaganda. And that's what I want to get into, because on Twitter, all the bleeding heart liberals have come out in droves. Because what happened is a lot of celebrities have tweeted about this situation, about this film, co-signing it. It has become a trending topic, and just really all the liberals have come out in droves. A lot of more whites are supporting it than blacks. And you do have a lot of black people coming out supporting it, because, you know, you have a lot of what I call these different strokes, Gary Coleman ass niggas out here who deep down really want to be accepted by other races other than blacks. That's why a lot of these different strokes ass niggas are co-signing the film. Because there's been atrocities going on with African people for a long time. So why are you just now getting on the bandwagon? Especially if you're a black person. I really question black folks. Whites are going into it for the most part in an innocent way. A lot of whites don't know why they support certain things. And a lot of whites who support this thing, because what they're doing with this Kony situation, they're soliciting donations. They show this documentary of all this stuff going on in Africa, this war, killings, mutilation, all this stuff. And at the end, it's like, hey, give us money so we can stop this and send the military in there so they can stop all this crazy stuff going on in Uganda. And we got to get this Joseph Kony guy. He's going to be public enemy number one. The documentary says we're going to make him famous. We want everybody to know who he is so we can stop what he's doing, so we can hunt him down and get him in the whole nine yards. That's what the documentary is about. And a lot of people have bought this hook, line, and sinker. And I've been very critical about this thing on Twitter. And some people have attacked me on Twitter. I've been criticized. I've been going back and forth with people all day on Twitter about this. Because the thing is, with me, I don't drink the Kool-Aid. And I look at things with the third eye open. I look at things with the third eye open. Now, my thing is this. Any kind of atrocity, any kind of genocide, I'm definitely against that. I'm against that all day. And if people want to be against that, be against that. If you want to help children, you think that children are being killed, slaughtered, kidnapped, all that, you should definitely be against that. Be against that. But with this thing, with the Kony 2012, it goes beyond that into propaganda. It goes from let's help these children to let's all get together and hate this guy. The public is being told who to hate. And this is where I have an issue. Because this is where the propaganda is. And again, a lot of the bleeding heart white liberals, they jump on the bandwagon, and I understand that, because a lot of celebrities, again, they're co-signing this. And there's nothing wrong with that. But let's look at the whole picture. Let's look at the whole picture. Because my thing is this, let me speak to the black folks out there who are co-signing this stuff. Black folks, don't be so quick to join hands and be on the kumbaya train when people want to prop up a black face for you to rally around and hate. I'm always suspicious of that. And most black people should be suspicious of that. Because black people are very quick to join hands with everybody to hate on another black person. And again, I'm not saying that this guy, Kony, is a saint. I mean, he did some dirtbag shit, but that's not the point. I mean, he's a dirtbag, blah, 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 whatever. But I find it suspicious is that we're lifting this guy up to join hands in hate. And so many of you, different strokes, Gary Coleman-ass niggas, are so quick to jump on that hate that black guy bandwagon. Now the world don't this is for you, by the way, niggas. All you Gary Coleman, Arnold Drummond, wanting a white daddy-ass niggas out there. That's the theme that goes on in your mind all day. Because a lot of you niggas, man, y'all just will do and say anything in order to feel accepted. And you don't question a lot of the motives behind a lot of these things that pop off. Don't be so quick to join hands and sing kumbaya to join up against a black face. Because the thing is, and let's keep it 110, people, whites don't really join up with blacks against white faces. Think about this. Whites don't join us when we are going against a white face that has done someone in the black community wrong. I mean, even when the police shoot somebody, a white cop shoots a black guy, the white community ain't really out there marching with us when it comes to that. But when it comes to those police shootings, a lot of y'all are real quiet about that. Let's keep it 110. When black folks say, hey, this white person did this, he did us wrong, we need justice, nobody's really holding our hand. Nobody's joining up with us. I'll give you a great example. Like Rush Limbaugh. And he's not a political, I mean, he's not a political figure, but he's a political satirist, whatever the hell he is. He's an entertainer, but the thing is, he's very influential. And Rush Limbaugh, for years, has said vile, real greasy shit about black folks. For years. I mean, he comes talking out the side of his neck when it comes to black folks. And black people have spoken out about Rush, but people have never really joined our side to go up against Rush Limbaugh. You don't see a lot of whites saying, hey, Rush Limbaugh need to stop talking all that greasy shit about blacks. Nobody white is saying that. Nobody's joining us against that. But the thing is, Rush Limbaugh is hot shit right now because Rush Limbaugh messed around and said some slick shit about a white woman. And white folks don't really play like that. White women don't play games like that. You talk greasy about one of them, they get in your ass. They're getting all off into his sponsors. His advertisers are dropping him. They're getting in Rush Limbaugh's ass. He said some shit about a white woman being a slut or a prostitute, and they are letting his ass have it. And then recently, Rush, he came out and said, I think they had a story where he said that it was rap music or some shit that made him say, it was some dumb shit he said. It was the Rush that Don Imus whole thing where when Don Imus called black women nappy-headed hoes, they flipped it and made the rappers on the, put the rappers on the hot seat. They made it seem like rap music influenced Don Imus to say all that crazy nonsense. And they're doing the same thing with Rush Limbaugh, making it seem like rap lyrics are making it seem like it's cool to call women sluts and hoes. So it's a whole game that they play. The point is, people don't really join hands with us when it comes to putting a negative spin on a white face. But when it comes time to put a negative spin on a face of color, Arab, Muslim, Middle Easterner, now African, now black folks want to co-sign that. And I have a problem with that. Because the thing is, with this documentary about Coney, it is a propaganda piece. It's a propaganda piece. Straight up and down. I don't think the general public gives two shits about African children being killed. I mean, African kids have been getting killed for decades. Nobody really gives a shit about that. I mean, let's keep it 110. When they had apartheid in South Africa, there was a lot of crazy stuff going on. People started later on down the line rallying against that. But for the most part, people don't give a shit about what goes on in Africa. They pretend to. And the thing is, let's get into this Coney guy, because this Coney guy has been, you know, he's been doing all these so-called atrocities for years. He's been around for like 25, 30 years. So this guy has been around doing all this stuff for years. So now why all of a sudden today he's the most evil man on the planet? All of a sudden. And you guys can see the film, by the way. If you have not seen the film yet, go check it out. It's at YouTube. It's called Coney 2012. You can pause this show right now and go take a quick look at it. But the point is, this Coney guy has been around for 25, 30 years doing this stuff. And the thing is, they're not telling the truth about the whole Coney situation, because what they're not telling you is that this Coney guy has not been seen. And he's not been active since around 2006, 2008. He has an organization, or had an organization, called the Lord's Resistant Army, the LRA. And right now, they only have a few hundred members, because the whole little thing in Uganda, that has dwindled down. So all this propaganda about, oh, Uganda, look at all this stuff that's going on in Uganda. Look at all this stuff that's going on in Uganda. What they do is show old footage. A lot of the footage and a lot of the pictures that they've shown is really from 2003. A lot of that stuff is old. And again, this guy has not been seen in years. He, from what I understand, he's not even in Uganda anymore. So now what's all this bullshit popping off? This is why we have to question this stuff and stop taking everything for face value and see what the real deal is. Because if you look at this documentary film, Coney 2012, it makes it seem like this guy is right over there right now running around killing folks. He done rallied up thousands and thousands of kids, and there's thousands of kids killing people. This is what that documentary film is making it seem. The documentary film was talking about how 30,000 child soldiers are over there What they don't tell is that these 30,000 child soldiers were recruited over a span of 30 years. So in a span of 30 years, there have been 30,000 child rebel kids. They leave out a lot of little details like that. This is why I don't really co-sign this bullshit, because they leave out too much stuff and they tell half-truths. And when you start telling half-truths, there's ulterior motives. Because the thing is, let's keep it 110. They're making it seem like this whole Kony 2012 thing is a grassroots thing. It's not a grassroots thing. This shit is government backed. This is a propaganda film. It's a propaganda movement. This shit is government backed. You don't get no 15 million views on YouTube in a couple of days on some grassroots shit like that. And it's all over Twitter, and all types of celebrities are all of a sudden co-signing it. The government is behind this thing, and they're making it seem like a grassroots organization, a grassroots effort. Now, the most interesting thing about this film, and this is why so many people, the general public, have really grabbed on to it, because again, stuff has been going on in Africa for years. So now, why all of a sudden, overnight, this strong interest in what's going on over there in Uganda? In the film, I'm going to play a small clip of this film. In the film, and when I saw this, I'm like, okay, I know this is definitely a propaganda film. The filmmaker, the guy who directed the film and produced it, he had his son in here, a little blonde-haired kid, a little white boy, a little white kid, about 5-6 years old. And the kid is sitting at the table talking, and I'm like, why are they showing these little white kids? They show a lot of little white kids throughout the film. I'm like, what does this have to do with Uganda? So what it was is that they're trying to contrast. They're trying to show the white kid and make a correlation in order to feel sympathy for the white kid, because they know that deep down, a lot of white folks don't give a shit about no black kids. But if you put a white kid up there and make it seem like something could happen to this little white kid by this mean, evil black guy, then you can play on little subconscious things, little subconscious racial fears. Listen to this clip. I'm going to play some real quick. Well, that's Different Strokes. Hold on. This is the clip right here.
Do you know where
Star Wars people?
Star Wars people?
Yeah.
Those are the bad guys?
Yeah.
Can I tell you the bad guy's name?
Yeah.
This is the guy, Joseph Kony.
So what he's doing, the dad is showing the little white kid a picture of Joseph Kony looking black and evil.
He's the bad guy?
Yeah. Who's this?
Jacob.
Joseph Kony. He has an army, okay? And what he does is he takes children from their parents and he gives them a gun to shoot, and he makes them shoot and kill other people.
But they're not going to do what he says because they're nice guys, right?
And by the way, this is the world's whitest kid on the planet, a little boy named Gavin. He's the world's whitest kid.
Yeah, they don't want to do what he says, but he forces them to do bad things. What do you think about that?
Sad.
I couldn't explain to Gavin the details of what Joseph Kony really does. Because the truth is, Kony abducts kids just like Gavin.
Right there. He just said Kony abducts kids just like Gavin. Which is bullshit, but right there is why this film is getting so much press. This is why so many whites are gravitating towards this film. That right there, Kony abducts kids just like Gavin. So what they're saying, this black guy, this evil black guy over in Africa, could one day come and get your white innocent child. Which is 100% bullshit. It's 200% bullshit, but the thing is, it plays on racial fears. It plays on those deep racial fears, the evil African, the evil blacks coming to get whites, even though that fear is unwarranted. I mean, that's why you have people in Montana and Utah walking around with guns, because deep down there's a subconscious fear that some black folks are going to come get them. So we have to understand that part of the game. Now, again, a lot of people don't even understand this dynamic that goes on in their subconscious mind. All right, because again, a lot of people who support this movement, I don't look at, they're not evil. And I'm not saying they're evil. Some of these people, they have good intentions. But again, a lot of stuff that goes on in the subconscious mind. And a lot of people make moves and they don't know why they make these moves. They don't know why they do these things. But my point is, black folks, let me speak to black folks, don't be so quick to jump on the bandwagon when people want to hate a black face. Because there's hustle behind that. There's a game behind that. Because again, what they do, a lot of times people will get old footage of a war-torn Africa. They'll go to Africa or get footage from Africa where there's a war going on. And they'll use that footage to make it seem like this is normal in Africa. And that's a bunch of bullshit. If you go get a camera and just show what's going on with the American occupation in the Middle East right now, that's not normal. But they can make that seem normal if that's all you show. And they do that a lot. They did that with the film. They did a documentary about Liberia not too long ago. And what they would do, they would show footage from back in the 90s. Of the war going on, people running around the streets killing each other, and make it seem like it was happening in around 2005, 2006. They're very deceptive with the way they edit. They did the same thing with the Taliban. Y'all remember whenever they would talk about the Taliban, they would show that same footage of these motherfuckers jumping over bars and rolling around in the sand with guns. That same footage from back in, what, 81, 82? That's probably when they got the footage. But when it comes to the Middle East or Africa, they're very good at showing old footage and making it seem like that's the way it is as of now. That's the same thing with those Feed the Children commercials. Y'all remember back in the day, those Feed the Children commercials back in the like the 80s, they would always show the little African kids with flies on their stomach and shit. They didn't tell you that footage from, it was from like 1973, but they just kept showing it up until like the mid to late 80s. And even now with those Feed the Children commercials, they always show late night you watching TV. They show the same kid. They've been showing this commercial for about 15 years. Little boy, he's walking. Oh, little Damiano has to walk 8 miles to get a bucket of water. They show him walking and crying and shit. Then they show him sitting down by the river bathing. It's just real sad shit. And that footage is about 15 years old. That dude ain't even no kid no more. He's probably a grown-ass man. I don't even think he live in Africa no more. I think I saw that nigga at a club in Atlanta. The point is, they use old propaganda footage and they make it seem like that's what's going on now. And that's the same thing with this whole Coney dude. Again, this Coney guy, from what I've been hearing, he's not even in Uganda no more. They're showing old pictures and old footage, and it's game. So what's the game? What's the deal? Why are they doing this? Why are they all of a sudden talking about Uganda and getting this Coney guy? The thing is, man, there's a lot of oil in Uganda and the Congo and that region. There's oil over there. And they're trying to get over there to get not just the oil, some of those other resources. Over there in that area, Central Africa, there are so many resources over there. All types of resources over there. I was talking to a brother, James Small, today. He's going to be in Hidden Colors, too. And I'm going to put a video up, a clip on YouTube later on tonight. But we were just talking about how the resources in that certain part of Africa can sustain the world. I mean, the resources are rich and vast in that area. And the thing is, the U.S. wants, they want to go over there and occupy that, and it's recolonization. They want to colonize that spot over there. They want to get control of it so they can get those resources. That's what it is. I always talk about the book Confessions of an Economic Hitman. Please go check that book out. This book talks about this to a T. This is what they do. When they want to occupy a certain place and they put in corrupt leaders. If the corrupt leaders don't work out, because a lot of times they'll put in a corrupt leader, put somebody into power, and that person who is in power will flip the script on them. That's the thing that happened with Idi Amin in Uganda. They put Idi Amin in power in Uganda. Once he got into power, he flipped on their ass and he started looking out for Uganda. Then they started using propaganda against him. They started shitting on Idi Amin. They still shit on him with The Last King of Scotland, all these movies. Back in the 70s, they would say he did all this. He would kill people and he would eat their bodies. They said he was a cannibal. They said all types of crazy shit about Idi Amin. It was all propaganda because he flipped on him. Just like with Osama bin Laden. Osama bin Laden was put in power, helped put in power by the West. He was in arms with the West. He was necking, he was cut buddies with the Western powers. Then he flipped, then they flipped. But the thing is, the U.S., another thing, we always have to have a foreign threat. We always need a foreign threat to rally patriotism in American citizens. See, back in the 30s, 40s, it was the Asian threat. The Japanese, they were the threat. They used negative propaganda against Japanese people. They would always show Japanese people with buck teeth and the big glasses and sneaky. Then it was the communist threat. Then it was the Russian threat. You know, they were real big on shitting on the Russian population. We need to watch out for Russians. That was the whole thing. Even up until the 80s, that whole Russian threat was there. When you go to the movies like that Rocky movie, there was a Rocky movie where Rocky, the all-American fighter, was fighting the big Russian guy. A lot of propaganda against Russia. And that Russia communist propaganda, that had to dwindle down a little bit because we couldn't keep talking about we hate communism and be in bed with China. That was very hypocritical. People could see the hypocrisy in that. So we needed a new enemy. And the new enemy became the Arab. The Middle Eastern enemy. The Muslims. And now that Middle Eastern enemy, Muslim enemy thing, that's been going on for the last 25 years. And now it gets kind of played out. So now we need a new enemy. So now the new enemy is going to be an African face. And this is what it's all about, ladies and gentlemen. Making a new enemy, a new threat, and it's going to be the African face, the African terrorists. They started with the whole the Somalian pirate thing. And it starts in movies. You know, we see all these movies, like Hotel Rwanda, all this crazy shit. But that's going to be the new threat now. That's going to be the new terrorist. That's going to be the new face of terrorism. These crazy Africans. They started with Muammar Gaddafi bringing it down because he was Middle Eastern / African. Now they're bringing it on down to Africa with the African terrorist threats. So we have to peep game as far as that. And in the film Kony 2012, they were talking about how Kony got women as sex slaves. I mean, they were talking, you know, he killed this people, he killed that people. They really put a lot of extras on what he did. And if you want to talk about sex slaves, let's put everybody on Front Street. We're going to go there now. If we're going to start talking about sex slaves and sex crimes, let's go up in the Vatican and talk about that. Let's talk about the sex trafficking that goes on in Eastern Europe, how they kidnap women and force them into some hoe heels. They got them women over there in Eastern Europe selling pussy 6 ways till Sunday. So we're going to talk about all that. Let's put everybody on Front Street. Let's join hands and just throw everybody under the bus. If we're going to throw people under the bus for little crimes they do. But the bottom line, ladies and gentlemen, they want resources. All of this is propaganda to get up in Africa, to occupy Africa, to send military up there, because this is what the people who made Kony 2012, what they want the government to do is get the military up in there. And that's what they want to do. When they get the military up in there, this will be justified. When they get this little movie out there and people see what the movie is trying to say, it will justify the government and the army going up in there occupying Africa. Because they need, if they want to occupy Africa, they need resources. They need the full government support. Because the thing is, they've tried to go up in Africa. You just can't run up in there like you think you can. Because Africans, they will put in work. Those rebel guys, they don't, that's not an easy win. You really need some resources to go in if you're going to go in. Because the thing is, shit, when they tried to go up in Somalia, the Somalians kind of put in work. They had a failed mission up in Somalia. That's what that whole movie Black Hawk Down was about. They couldn't just run up in Somalia with the bullshit. And again, with these rebels running around, you just can't run up in there and take those resources. So you have to be able to control these guys or put somebody in power who can control these guys or who can get rid of these guys. You want to put somebody in power in these places with all these resources that you can control so you can go up in there and get what you need to get. If you got these quote unquote rebels running around, you never know what's going to happen. It's a threat. You can't build these multinational corporations up in these spots and really drain them for their resources if you have these rebel groups up in there. Understand the game, ladies and gentlemen. I'm just asking you to open up your third eye and stop drinking the Kool-Aid. Stop getting your history lessons from Kim Kardashian and Rihanna. Just because they tweeted something, you want to jump on the bandwagon. You're going to have to be a critical thinker and just really peep the whole game. That's all I'm saying. And the thing is, with this this guy, Coney, they got a poster of him with, there's a silhouette of him with Bin Laden and Hitler. Now they're comparing him to Bin Laden and Hitler. This is propaganda, people. And again, because it's a black face, it makes whites are very easy to hate a black face. Let's keep it 100. I know whites don't want to admit that, but subconsciously, it's very easy for a white person to hate a black face. But all you different strokes ass niggas, you don't have to co-sign that. And a lot of you whites, I say this to you, don't let them play on little racial fears that you have. Y'all stop drinking the goddamn Kool-Aid too and really peep game. Y'all need to peep game too. Don't let them play on your little racial fears. Because the truth is, Africa's not going through all that shit over, they're not doing all that in Uganda. That stuff that's going on, all the mutilations, it's not like that no more. There's some stuff still going on. It's not all, you know, it's not all gravy over there, but it's not as fucked up as this documentary film is making it seem like. So you need to really do some research about this stuff and get your weight up, not your hate up, ladies and gentlemen. Think about that. That's something to discuss amongst your peers. Anyway, y'all, that's been today's episode of the Mac Lessons Radio Show. Now, I'm going out of the country. Speaking of international game, I'm going out of the country next week. I will be in a few Asian countries filming footage for Hidden Colors 2. So I'll be gone for a couple of weeks. I will try to see if I can do a show in one of these countries. And I say I'll try because a lot of times the internet connection isn't that good in certain countries, so I can't make any promises. But sometimes I say I'm going to do a show in Thailand or somewhere, and then I get there and the connection is real janky. So hopefully I can do a show in one of these countries I'm going to. If not, I'll holler at you guys in about 2 weeks and you can catch up on some of the old shows. Or you can check out some of the pay-per-view specials. But anyway, y'all, just peep game. Don't drink the Coney 2012 Kool-Aid. It's a hustle, people. It's a hustle. And this organization called Invisible Children that's behind the Coney 2012 video, there's a lot of slick shit going on with them as far as how they get their little money on. Because from what I've been hearing, they collect money and that money don't be going to these African kids like they say it's going to them. So again, we have to peep the whole game. And get the movie Hidden Colors, hiddencolorsfilm.com, so y'all can really, really soak up game. I'm out, ladies and gentlemen. Peace.